Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, DFIs and investors have until this week to express their interest in conducting a feasibility study into renewable energy in northern Morocco. And six advisory teams have received a request for proposals to assist on pre-feasibility studies about potential solar and wind energy IPPs, totaling roughly 200 megawatt of installed capacity in northwestern Tajikistan. Over in the commodity finance space on our essentials news front, Russian iron ore and HBI Group Metallo Invest has opened a new credit line of up to $350 million for pre-export financings with a group of 10 international banks. And commodity trader Trafigura has sold US private placements, according to market sources, in its seventh issuance in the market. On our headline news front in the commodity space, TXF spoke to Addison Armstrong, head of sales and marketing at ClearDocs, an SaaS platform that provides data management and digital transformation solutions for commodity corporates and financiers designed by commodities practitioners. And last, but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, Greensill Capital was considering a £22 billion stock market flotation, a figure that dwarfs previous estimates and implied a potential nine-figure windfall for its advisor, David Cameron, only weeks before the former Prime Minister's intensive government lobbying. BB Financial Services has provided a £900,000 trade finance and invoice finance facility to help Henley Arthur, a member of Birmingham-based V2M Healthcare Group. And Finastra has announced that Israel's Mizrahi Tefaot Bank has chosen its pre-packaged payment solution, Fusion Payments to Go. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.